Okay, Rabosai. Let's go to Daf Ayin Amud Beis in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Daf Ayin Amud Beis. Near the top, kiss we get the issue. You go up so for daikas, we call them on tiptoe, ain't bar my front of the floor. My Reish Lakish. Kos, we know some get la alter, right? Even if he retracted, his retraction is not valid, so he does have das when he's also for daikas, and the Shlichos is still kayim. So Reish Lakish says, you can write a get and give the get right away, even while he is a shoter. Rabbi Yochanan writes in Kosher and Elikshay Shtap. Rabbi Yochanan says no. He hasn't canceled the shlichos yet, but you can't actually do it until he gets his das back. They argue whether when the guy's kordaikus, you can give a get on his behalf or not. My time, Reish Lakish, Gedani, and Baruch Hu Klum. Reish Lakish comes from Shad in the Mishnah. Ainvar Baruchon of Klum means subtraction is not valid at all. Sounds like you just go and give it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lecha Ainvar Baruchon of Klum Dolchi Metzil Lo Tzarich Lebeder Luchti Bei. Lo'olam Yikotz El Shishtav. Rabbi Yochanan says no. What does it mean when his retraction is worthless? It means that when he becomes lucid again, you don't have to go back and check with him again. But you still can't give it to him meanwhile until he gets better. But my kamifni, what are they arguing? Your selection double lit. Yoshein, Rabbi Yochanan, Medami Le Shote. Okay, apparently, they're only arguing about a detail. They both agree that if a guy's asleep, you can do the shlichos on his behalf. But if the guy's asleep, he's considered fundamentally a Ben Da'as. Just right now, he can't function. They both agree that the guy's a Shote Mamish, a regular Shote, that you can't give it on his behalf. He's not a Ben Da'as. I mean, they both agree fundamentally that when the guy's a shote, you can't give a get on his behalf, even if he appointed you before he gets shote. They only argue about the details to how to categorize kordaikus, whether kordaikus is more like sleeping or kordaikus is more like a shote. Rabbi Yochanan, Nami Libbe, the Yashin, why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan think kordaikus like sleeping? Because Yashin, I'm a chutzar maisa. I'm a chutzar maisa. Because someone's sleeping, you don't have to do anything to cure him. He wakes up on his own. But kordaikus, you have to give him the refuah. Remember, that's how we started with the refuahs. Now, Sanach Zayin Beis, it was a bisra sulka agumri v'chambra marka, clean roasted meat, meat roasted on coals, and diluted wine. And therefore, since he's not going to get better on his own, he's considered someone who's not a who's fundamentally not a bentas. Reish Lakish, Nami, the end of the show. So why does Reish Lakish agree like a shot? He's not going to get better on his own. No, Shoten, Lo, Sami, B'yadon, Ay, Sami, B'yadon, Mitzvah, Soka, Gumri, Kamra, Marka. No, because a Shoten, we don't have the ability to cure him. But a Kordaikos, we have the ability to cure him, right? He says, Kol, Shabi, Yado, Lav, Kospai, Sotami, again, that's normally, not exactly, that's cheaper, Yochanan. But he says, since we couldn't cure him, he counts as if, not fundamentally, Mufka from Das, and that's the Machlokas. If he'll get better on his own, everyone agree you can do the Shlichos for him. If he is, there's no cure, and you never know what might happen, but there's no way to fix it, everyone agrees you can't give a get for him. And he won't get better on his own, but we could cure him if we wanted, then that's Machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Now, here we have a very, very famous Machlokas between the Rambam and the Torah. What does the Rambam say that is interesting? Says the Rambam, and you have to be medayik in the lush of the Rambam throughout the years, and he tells you, Amar Shubari Kisu Itzu Gedle Ishti Vacharkach Nivas. He lost his mind. Mamtina Nachi Yagri, we have to wait. He passed like Rabbi Yochanan. Of course, we always passed like Rabbi Yochanan because we're sluggish. Till he gets better, and then you write again and give it perfect. Ain't sarf lach, so you malachal after but you don't protect them again, like it says in the first story of the Gemara. But not to go to Jiabri, what if they give it again before he gets better while he's a lach or dust? How is that puzzle? It is puzzle. And what does the magic word puzzle mean in the Rama? Puzzle to Rabbanan. And who, as opposed to the formulation of the Torah, when the Torah brings this down, he says, what does the Torah say? He says, "Ain kosher sova odo b'cholyo." You can't write to get when he is sick. To be a kosher sova b'cholyo, write and give it while he's still sick, sick meaning mentally ill. Ain no klum. It is nothing. Ain no klum is equivalent to the magic word batel. The Rambam says, whenever I say batel, or it's not a get. Ain no klum is like ain no get. That means possibly daraisa. So here we have a fundamental machlokas, right? Because on the daraisa level, it's a machlokas black and white. The Rambam says it's kosher midoraisa. It's only possible derabanan. Why is it possible derabanan? So, min hastam, the chronim say it's possible derabanan is a gzeira. Don't give the get when he is a shoteh, because you might come to give the get even when he told you to do it when he's a shoteh, which is obviously possible derabanan. Well, the Torah thinks that it is. So here is the right siva. Kishahu piteach, mikasvu nasnu, kishahu shoteh. Says the Rambam, kosher midoraisa, upaso midrabanan, gzeira atu sivoi, kishahu shoteh. Okay, the Rambam doesn't say exactly why pasul midrabanan, but it's obvious. That must be the reason. Well, the Torah says that it is pasol midaraisa, or in his words, eino klum. Okay, big nachmina, especially since the Rambam thinks when a get is only pasol midarabanan, we have kulas in some cases that we can rely on it in some drastic cases. So the question is, what's pshat in the Rambam? So here, there's a machlokas in the Kesef Mishnah, / Beis Yosef, / Mechaber, if you look at Shulchan Aruch, and everyone else. The Kesef Mishnah says, and Taka, this is what the Mechaber paskins halacha l'maaseh the Shulchan Aruch. And then all the Achronim jump on it and say, not true. And even the Kesef Mishnah left himself a little bit tzarchiyon. The Kesef Mishnah says, the machlokes between the Rambam and the Torah is only a detailed machlokes, like Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What did the Kesef Mishnah say? We'll see the Kesef Mishnah. No. Shotek Gomor is possibly the Araisa. It's only a Kordaikos. It's Same Biyotan, right? That was the phrase of the Gemara. Possible Midrabanan. Why? Because you know what? Reish Lakish had a point. Rav Yochanan only argues on Reish Lakish midrabanan, because midaraisa same biyadan is, this actually works well with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan in Kiddushin, third grade Kiddushin, said anything that's biyadan is lakim chaser maisa. Anything which you can do is as if it'll happen automatically. So that doesn't match what he says here. Okay, you have to say here's from another Dor Ben Das, here's from another Dor Ben Balgal, two separate sugyas. He says basically anything you can do is not a double shel poly. Okay, here he says even though you can do it, he's still considered a shel death. Okay, if say the hadar a shel death, definitely hadar a double shel poly. For the Kesef Mishnah, no, really need to write so we open an agreement with Reish Lakish. Since you can cure him, it's to be cured. It's only midrabanan since he looks like a shel death to most people. And really, it's a different part. Let us I don't know if he says Mefurish to the Kesef Mishnah. Where's the Kesef Mishnah here says? Mashva, etc., etc. It's Vatalikashi, where we're going to go. There's some Yana. There's Lakish. King Havali, bringing Lafari. Okay. He doesn't say explicitly. It could be that for him, it is Pasol Midrabanan Zera. Atu Shoteh. And what he's saying is that, and where did the Rambam get this from? Because he wanted to minimize the machlokes of Yochanan Reish Lakish. Okay? Meaning, midaraisa, or Yochanan agrees to Reish Lakish. That Sami Biyodan is like a Yashem. Tell me, midrabanan, these goes are at Sami Biyodan, Atu, a, or whatever. I mean, he doesn't say why. So, suggest, maybe. Anyway. That's what he says, only possibly Garbana, and this is Taka, how the Machaber paskins in the Shulchan Aruch. He says, if a real, if a sane guy, a lucid fellow, tells you, kiss me to get Lishki, and then becomes Mamash sane, and you give a get, it's possibly Garbana. If he then becomes Kordaikos, and you give a get, then it's only possibly Garbana, like his shot of the Rambam. But in self reason, he says, if the Rambam differentiates between two kinds of Shulchan, between a Shulchan who has a cure, and a shoteh doesn't have a cure, he should have said so. He didn't say anything about this, and he leaves at the end of the Sarah. He says, Tzarchim. He says, why didn't the Rambam explain this? No, she passed that way in the Shulchan Aruch. Fascinating. Even though he leaves it with Tzarchim. But all the other Achronim say no. Say, Lo Shna Shote Gamar. Lo Shna Herdikos. That's what all the other opponents say. The Prichadish is famous. It's on the Shulchan Aruch. He says it. But who did we see who says this? The Ketzos says this. And all basically all the Achronim paskin against the Keset Mishnah here. And therefore, on the Shulchan Aruch, all the Achronim talk about it, reject the Machaber on the Shulchan Aruch. Right? So it says in Masifta, all the Achronim are going to be against the Mishnah. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, let's say Seder. Now, what's the machlokes in the Rambam and the Torah? According to the Kesef Mishnah, the machlokes in the Rambam and the Torah is they both agree about a Shulchan Aruch. They just argue whether Kerdikus is Midah Oraisa like Yoshein and Midah Rabbanan like Shulchan or Midah Oraisa. Similar machlokes, we're going to talk about machlokes with the detail of having a Midah Kerdikus. But according to all the other Achronim, then the machlokes in the Rambam and the Torah is very fundamental. Machlokes in the Rambam and the Torah is if a Shota, if a, he can't tell you about the Shota, can you do the Mitzvah Shlichus? Can you fulfill the Shlichus while he's a Shota, Midoraisa, or not? Right? So then, if you think this way, the Machlokas, Rambam Vitor, is about the detail of Kerdikus, like the Machlokas and Shlichus, but if you take it over here, the Machlokas, Rambam, the Torah, is more general. Is more general. Does the guy need to have da'as when you divorce on his behalf, or does he not? Right? Now, in general, can you give a get if the Baal has no da'as? The Rambam says, "Be the rice you can." This is Xavier Darbanan, and the Torah says, "No, come in, you can't." Here is there's a very, very famous ketzos on this. The ketzos analyzes the machlokas thus. He says, "What's the machlokas?" The truth is, he doesn't say in quite so many words. Later when he explained the report, he says it's a machlokas about shlichus. It's very clear. The Ketzos says it's a machlokas about shlichus. That's their argument about. They're arguing about shlichus. Right, so what are they arguing about? Here we put the Rambam. And the Torah says the Ketzos. And who's on the Ketzos' side that we put here? The Or Sameach. Okay, good enough for us. They're arguing about shlichus. What's the machlokas? The machlokas says, how independent is a shliach? Right? Again, on the derisa look. The Rambam says the shliach is independent. I, the husband, have no das. It doesn't matter. Once I appointed the shliach, now the shliach has the power to divorce. He doesn't need me involved anymore. The shliach has independent power to create the chalos. What did the Torah say? The Torah would say, no, the shliach doesn't have independent power to create the chalos. The shliach merely does a certain maisa for the mishaliach. Shliach doesn't action for the mishaliach. He is a yada arikta, let's say, of the mishaliach, but ultimately it's the mishaliach who is doing the chalos. So that's really the question. The seems to be a fundamental question. Shluchos shalim kamoso, you could learn in two ways. Shluchos shalim kamoso, I can divorce my wife. Now you can divorce my wife. Shluchos shalim kamoso, you have all the power I have. It's more of, let's compare it. I'm not saying this. To a power of attorney. What? So I gave you the power to do this. Now you're like me. You're in charge like me. Or then the Rambam makes sense. Now you're in charge like me. I can divorce my wife. Now you can divorce my wife also. So whether or not I have Das is irrelevant. You can divorce my wife. What does the Torah say? The Torah says, no, doesn't mean that you have some independent status of having all the power I have, similar to power of attorney. No, it just means that what you do is done on my behalf, so I get credit as if I did it. Therefore, when you write a get, it's as if I wrote a get, if you mean shlichus, or even if you mean shvavi. When you give the get, it's as if I gave the get, but I'm still the one divorcing. Therefore, I should have das. You can do the mice on my behalf. But I still need to have das. If I don't have das, here's you can do the mice on my behalf. It's not valid. Okay, this is the famous cut here in shlichus that all of the achronim derive from, our sugya. Sos doesn't quite say in quite so many words, you know, here is a hakira in shlichus. He deals more with the fact that the Rambam and the Torah argue about what happens if he becomes a shote. The Or Sameach says it more in a more classic contemporary Lumbish language. He says, the Torah, your action counts as my action, but I'm still the Oseh. I'm still the one who is doing this kalos. Then the Torah's right. Midoraisa, if I don't have das, who cares if your nesina counts for me? I don't have das. I can't mastermind this kalos if I don't have a mind. Asdas etc. Aval in nomer shemshleich who osa shleich yigufo yado shleich kasev. If I make you like me, now you became like me. You have all the power I have. Then, once you're a shliach, you're a shliach. You've now become like me. So, it's a hakira about shlichus. That's the Rambam. Says the Rambam then that the shliach gets the power of the mishaleach. The shliach becomes the baldover, as it were. The shliach's the baldover. He's the man. While the shliach is poel v'chalos. Well, the Torah would say, no, it's not that the shliach gets an independent stature. It's that the shliach's maisa counts for me. He can do something and I get credit, as it were, for what he did. I did it indirectly through him, but I'm still the mastermind, right? The Maisa HaShliach Mityaches LaMishaleach. What you do counts if I did it, since I sent you to do it, even though it's a bit of a grumma. I sent you to do it and you did it. This kind of grumma counts as doing. Okay, Shliach is some kind of grumma. I did it. When I send you, it counts if I did it, but the Mishaleach is Poel, is the one who's doing it. I'm doing it through you. It's not that I'm giving you power to do independent. So is Shlichus independent, or is Shlichus merely I am acting through you, but I'm still the one who is in charge of it? The Nafkamina is, this is, again, a very, very classic Hakira. Well, be a nafkamina. The nafkamina number one is our sugya, is nishtate hamshaleach. Says the Rambam, mida oraisa. The get is kosher. Why? Because once I give you power towards my wife, you have power towards my wife. Don't be examined around that it's possible. So it could lead to confusion. After all, if they see there's a shote that someone divorces his wife, they might think that the shote can be the mana shlich divorce his wife. While the Torah would say, no, midar reisa, haget pasul. Okay, what is the big machlokas achronim, the ktsos? The ktsos, notice here the difference between the ktsos and the Or Sameach. You really do see here the historical progression, as it were. The Or Sameach is like contemporary achronim, but it's a difference. I have this hakira, let me go all over Shas, like all kinds of other machlokas that have nothing to do with shotez and with shlit. That have nothing to do with that are not similar to our sugya to this back here. The Ktsos says, it's not a contemporary Rosh Hashiva. The Ktsos says, you know what? I'm not going to define this in terms of deeper, schlichtless kind of humorous. It's true, but I'm going to stick to our case and find one other case that's almost the same as our case. What's the one other case that's so smart that's almost the same as our case? What if the Mishaleach dies? Says the Ksos, this should also be enough to be bad. This is super controversial. Says the Ksos, what about Meis HaMishaleach? What if the Mishaleach dies? If the Mishaleach dies, then it should also be enough kamina. If the shliach has independent status, he is the status. If the shliach dies, if the shliach, the mishaleach is just the yada arichta of the mishaleach, then what's the mishaleach? There's no one to do the chalos. And obviously, a pashut shot is, to the best of our knowledge, whenever the mishaleach dies, but of course you can't fulfill the shliach. Right? We never heard anywhere in Shas that when the mishaleach dies, the shliach can still do the shlichus. But the ksos thinks that's not so pashut. This is the famous Chiddush of the ksos. The ksos says, you know what? Now I can make some rashis. What? There's two funny rashis. He says, now I can explain Rashi on Daf Tesam and Beis and Rashi on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. What does Rashi say on Daf Tesam and Beis? Rashi says, lo yitnu la'achar misa. If I tell someone, Reuven tells someone, give this get shipper to my Eved, and Reuven dies, very, very bad luck for the Eved, can't be Meshacher him after Reuven's dead. Why not? So we might have said, well, because after Reuven's dead, then the Shliach is batal, because you can't have Shliach for a dead, Shliach for a dead person. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, came into Miskodem, since he died before he got there, Sula Hamishikhuri Shechur, the Shechur is no longer valid. Did not go to Rishus Eminei because the Baal lost his Rishus over this Eved. Chayla Rishus Yorshim. Ah, the minute he died, there's something called Yerusha. Now it doesn't belong to him. Now it belongs to his son. Okay. So, yeah, of course the Shikr is invalid. Imagine I'm alive and my son owns an Eved. And I say, here, don't be a Shliach. Give this get Shikr to my son's Eved. Of course that's not valid. I'm not the owner. A non-owner can't be Meshacher. I give your Rishus to be Meshacher and my Eved. I can't give you Rishus to be Meshach for someone else's Eved. So it says Rashi. Meshach means that because you're Rishus Eved, therefore it's not valid. Yes, the Ksos. Why didn't Rashi just say, once the guy dies, everything's bottle of bottle. Shlichus is bottle. He means that the Shlichus is valid. It's just, there's no Kepta anymore because he no longer owns the Eved. Rashi says this twice. Once on Testament days and once on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. What does Rashi say on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph? Lo yitnu lachar misa. Again, the same exact case. It's all about a star shipper of an Eved. It's not valid until it gets there. And when by the time it gets there, the Baalim already died and lost his ownership. Again, meaning it went to the orchard. It doesn't say the orchard. So Rashi in two places says the reason it doesn't work if the Mishaleach dies is because he lost his Baalim. Why not just say to the Shlichus is not valid? So, therefore, so because she holds like the Rambam, the Shlichus is valid after Misa. You know why we almost never find a Shlichus being miskayim after Misa? Because the Shlichus is still valid after Misa. It's just that usually you lose your Bibles after Misa. And therefore, it just doesn't technically work out. But the Shlichus is still kayim even after Misa. So that's what says the Ksos Alpi. Rashi, he says, the Shlichus is Kayam the Ikaron. The Shlichus fundamentally is valid. The only reason you can't be shot from the slave is because you lost your ownership. After all, nothing with death. If I send you to be a shot from my slave and then sell my slave to someone else, then okay, you can't do it anymore. It's not mine. What can you do? It's a technical problem, but the Shlichus still Kayam. Don't be derisive. What? Don't be derisive. Correct. While, according to the Torah, you would not say like Rashi. According to the Torah, you would just say, no, Pashut. Lo Shayach Shlichus after the guy dies. That's the big Chiddush of the Ksos. Then he says, the Rambam Shita would not only work, it's not a specific Shita about Shtos, meaning, obviously, nothing to do with the Gesedish, who says only looks at a certain kind of word. No, it's a fundamental Achlokes, whether the Shlichus is independent. Or Shlichus is dependent, and therefore, if it's independent, not not only does it work after the guy becomes a shotet, loses his das, it even works after the guy dies. Just, you can't do it for a side reason, and that's why Rashi needed to bring in the side reason.
I'm trying to think, I can't think of anything where the shliach continue after he dies. So, what do you mean, being corrupt? It's not shliach, it can't be shliach.
Right, I mean, what well, the Kselos doesn't do for us, which we would appreciate it. Give us a case where it would actually work and there'd be no technical problem after he died. Right? Is there a case where it would actually work and there'd be no technical problem after he died? After all, if it's about property, then after he died, he lost his property. If it's about a divorce, he just, then after he died, he lost his issues also, right? The marital bond is not like that. So, like, what kind of shlichus is really going to, it's a great question. And the answer is, I'm not sure.
You're
right. So this is not an akamina in terms of practical akamina. In terms of explaining the language of Rashi, there's not many people who can die. Generally not. What does the guy say when he dies?
Maybe, I don't know, like the coffin or the burial spot or...
That's an interesting question, but the simple shot, I think, is no. Simple shot is he doesn't. He doesn't become anyone else's, but it becomes, even though it becomes not his. That's an interesting point. It's fine. Okay, in any case, here, particular extension of those, which the Or Sameach agreed with, says the Tzos, and the Or Sameach, that's supposed to say and Or Sameach, that's very hard to read, it says and Or Sameach. Let's see. One of these have a very fine tip. So for Sameach, I'll be Rashi. However, a lot of people argue with them. Is this extension necessarily so cautious? Meaning, obviously, according to the Torah, not to do extension, you wouldn't make me extension. But according to the Rambam side, would you extend this to Achar Miso or not? According to the Rambam side, would you extend this to Achar Miso or not? So he says, yes, based on Rashi. The big machlokes is what does Rashi hold? Is there, in fact, a Rashi that holds this or not? Because the other acronyms, such as the Kovet Shirim and the Eben Ozel, also the Stipler was in brackets, they say, no, Rashi, in fact, didn't hold that. Because they point out there's Rashi and Daf Kof Ches, Ahmed Aleph, who says, if a guy tells you, Reuven tells you, look, if you get to my wife and you travel and he was sick or old and you're not sure he's still alive, Chazak is still alive. The law that she's showing mace, Rash says, and you don't have to worry, he died. The rule of Chazaka. You don't have to worry that maybe he died and the Shlichus is bottle. Okay, what does that sound like? I mean, when a guy dies, his shlichus is batal. There, Rashi just says batal shlichuso. So I don't say that Rashi is bad dafka. He means batal shlichuso because he's no longer married and there's no longer anyone's divorce. But certainly the lush of Rashi there sounds like the other way. The real machlokas comes up in terms of how you're a dayik, how you read the Gemara and Daf Kaf Tesem Beis. Turn from the Gemara and Daf Kaf Tesem Beis. That's where the Ktsos says, this is my Raya Kaf Tesem Beis. And the Yotameach already says, the Gemara Kaf Tesem Beis sounds the other way. And then the Ibn Azal said, for sure, there's a disproof Ktsos. What's going on, Daf Kaf Tesem Beis? I think it's a Beis. Kaf Tesem Beis. Look at Kaf Tesem Beis for a second. It's a short Gemara. It's talking about Shliachos or Shliach. We talked a lot about Shliachos or Shliach. But this is a new question. Amar Rabba, sort of there's Amar Rabba, and under that Amar Ravashi at the end of the line, halfway down. Amar Rabba, Shliach, Yitzhalo, Sukham, Shliach, Shliach. Again, Yitzhalo can make many a Shliach, no Shliach, Shliach, no Shliach, Shliach, no Shliach, not with me, the Yerutam, not a Shliach. Lehola, the guy's holding a get. Amar Ravashi, Mace, Risham, Batlu, Kulam. Says Ravashi, if Reuven sent Shimon, and Shimon made Levi, and Levi made Yehuda, if Shimon dies, they're all batal. If the middle shliach dies, the whole chain, the whole, all the dominoes after him fall. No, my father only said this when he was a kid. It's not true. After all, if the husband died, would there be any half meaning they could divorce? No, if the husband dies, everything's possible. What can you say? The Baal is nukul. Less about less nukul. That proves that if the Baal is alive, all the shlufim are valid. The Baal is dead, all the shlufim are invalid. Meaning the half meaning was, if Reuven appointed Shimon, who appointed Levi, who appointed Yehuda, if Shimon dies, everyone after him dies. Kamashla note, even if Shimon dies, everyone less. Even if Shimon dies, everyone's okay. Because they're all come from the Baal. Okay, why? Because really it all depends on the Baal. Now here, no one says this way. No one says there are two ways of interpreting this Gemara, and depending which way you interpret the Gemara, you get two different conclusions. All the Achronim say there's one way to interpret this Gemara, and it's true for me. But if you put them all together, obviously, what do we see? There's a hakira in how to read the maskana of Mar Bar Rav Ashi in this Gemara. Why does he reject his father? He doesn't reject his father. He rejects his father blank. He says, oh, my father said it to me in the kitchen. It wasn't his real sheet of paper. Why, if the middleman dies, do they not all die? So this is really the hakira, if you're going to ask, what about Meis HaMshaleach? Right? Meis HaMshaleach. Im Batel HaShlichos B'Ikaron. So, if we're talking about Rashi, on the one hand, Rashi and Daf Kes and Daf Yud Gimel sounds like no. Rashi and Daf Chav Chesam and Aleph sounds like yes. So you're a little steer in Rashi. How are we going to deal with this? Well, let's first ask, how about the Gemara and Daf Chav Chesam and Beis? What does the Gemara say? Meis Shliach Rishon Lom Nispatel Shliach Sheni. Right? That's the Maskana. Why? How does the Ketzos read this? The Ketzos read this based on Amar Padma, put it, I think it says in a Taz, says, well, if the Shliach Rishon cancels the Shliach Sheni, he's canceled. So what does the Ketzos say? How does the Ketzos read this? The way the Ketzos reads this is that the Shliach Rishon Nechshav, no, that's not what I meant to write. The Shliach Sheni Nechshav Kishlucho Shel Shliach Rishon. And what's his proof? Maran Padma says that if the Shliach Rishon says, I cancel your Shliach, what's the right answer? Ah, so we see that the Shliach Rishon is, and yet the Shliach Rishon dies and continues. Says the Ketzos, here's the case you were looking for. What's a case? The Shliach dies and you really still do it? The case where there's a chain of Shluchim. Shliach Rishon is the Mishaleach. He died. And yet the Shliach Sheni can still do it because it doesn't belong to the Shliach Rishon. It belongs to someone else. Right? This is the case where he can still do it. Is and even though the Mishaleach equals Shliach Rishon died, the Shliach Sheni can still perform his shlichus. Why? Because even though Shliach died, the ownership goes back to the Baal, as it were. Right? The Baal's still married, so this shows that even if Shliach died, the Shliach can still do his shlichus, and that's the proof of the shlichus. What? Ah, because the Gemara says before is what they did is. Right? And, because what does the Evan Uzzel say? That Evan Uzzel says you totally misunderstood. And the Ur Sameach also brings this on the other side, right? The Ur Sameach, he's a big Tzos fan. But this Gemara, he says, is still a little tricky. He says the Ur Sameach and the Evan HaAzel. And the Evan HaAzel says the Ur Sameach in Dvinsk. And the other Evan HaAzel here in Yerushalayim. He says, no, you misunderstood that Gemara. That's not what the Gemara meant. The Gemara meant that if the Shliach Sheni was considered Shluchot, the Shliach Rishon, then if she's slid Rishon Dayan, so she can't be butter. What the Gemara really meant is that the Shliach Sheni is Netzav Kishlucho Shel Habah. That's the Maskan of the Gemara. Meaning, what's the Maskan of the Gemara? If I have a chain of Shluchim, is each guy a Shliach the one before him? Or is each guy a Shliach of the Baal? Right? Basically, that's something we discussed a little in the Sugya of Mili, right? This maybe comes before a lot of the question of Mili. When I make Sam a Shliach, and he makes Morty a Shliach, isn't that Sam is my Shliach and Morty is Sam's Shliach? That's the way the Ksos reads it. Ah, then if the middle man dies, why is Morty still a Shliach? The answer is, did you get a Shliach? Glad I died. No, that's not the way the Yosemite reads it and the Amnazel reads it. The way David did this, no, I make Sam a Shliach. And then on my behalf, he makes Morty a Shliach, and then Morty's my Shliach. So of course, if the middleman dies, Morty's still my Shliach. Because Morty is my Shliach all along. Right? That's Kishlucha Shalabau. And therefore, if Shliach Rishon dies, we don't care. I mean, we care. It's really sad for his wife and kids. But we don't care in terms of Shlichus. But if the Shliach Rishon had been, if the Shliach Sheni had been the Shliach Rishon, then the Shliach Rishon died, you'd be bought out. And that's what Ravashi thought when he was little. Right? So this is the Machlokas. The Machlokas is, what happens when Shliach was a Shliach? Is there a chain of Shlichuses? Or no, there's a direct link between the Baal and the last guy and everyone else is irrelevant. That's two ways to read this Gemara. Depending on how you read this Gemara, then everyone wants to go back and interpret the Rashi based on the Gemara. Not the Rishonim. The Rishonim wants to say that this Gemara is a kasha on the Rashi and doesn't resolve it. The Rishonim doesn't answer all the kashas. But what happens here? Let's see what happens here. Let's give everyone a call. Let's let the Ketos be blue. The Ketos be blue and the Ezel be black. Why am I not giving the Yerushalayim a color? Because the Yerushalayim doesn't try to resolve it. He thinks Rashi means what Rashi means. He thinks this Gemara is the Dia. That says, okay, interesting. But what if the Ketos do? The Ketos is going to say, this Gemara is approved to my Yisod Rashi, and that fits the Rambam. And the Ketos does not bring up the Rashi Nav Chav Ches. Look how you would say it. Actually, a little odd Navka. Right? He says, Batal Shlichos, he means Batal Shlichos, not Migine Shlichos, Batal Shlichos, because fuck out Ishos. What would the Ketos would say? He would say that, what's the Lashon of Rashi Nav Chav Ches again? The Lashon again is, Agav, the Yerushalayim also brings up the Rashi Nav Samach Vav, but I don't think that formulation is so clear it's worth arguing about. Batal Shlichos, he would say, Batel Shlichuso, because Paka Aishos. Oh, Rashi is Batel Shlichus. He means you should read him in light of that test. Now we get all. The Shlichus is Batel, that's the Shlichus is Batel. The Shlichus is Batel has a side problem because of no more Aishos, so she's not married him anymore, happened to be Shlichus to give a get. And just don't be too medaic in the words of that Rashi. What does the Eben Ozel say? The Eben Ozel says, I'm the Rabba, I'm going with Rashi and Daf Chav Ches. Yeah, let's get Dutch things in Bartel, no such thing as posthumous Shlichus. We don't argue that posthumous Shlichus. Don't be ridiculous. Who else, by the way, holds like this? We should put the Kilos Yaakov in brackets. He deserves to be on the board. The Kilos Yaakov also disagrees, and the Kovachir, right? And they all quote this other side of this. Did they also prove it from this? One second, he's hiding here somewhere. Yeah, right there. He says the exact same thing, and the Kovachirim. A lot of Afrodit is funny. The Ur Sameach, like he hints at. I'm just going to ask you to read yourself. What does he do with the Rosh and Daf Kesef? I'll do it. You could always say the Rosh has get all our locked off. He really just means someone dies, there can't be sleeping something. He's just giving a flowery illustration. But the Ibn Azal says something very sharp. The Ibn Azal says something which on Daf Tes works perfectly in Rashi. And Daf Yud Gimel, he has to say, he does say this Rashi is before he was poser bo, and even though it doesn't match the previous Rashi, Daf Yud Gimel, that's okay, because Rashi changed his mind. Whatever Rashi changed his mind about, remember we learned about this once. In the Sugya of Zachin, or more specifically in the Sugya of Pinkaschi, both of these Rashis on Daf Tes and Yud Gimel are about. Let's start with Rashi and Daf. Rashi and Daf Tes is about ten star shechur zela ishti, ten star shechur zela abdi, leman da amar it's a zchus. Leman da amar it's a zchus. Now, ten leman da amar it's a zchus. So, why aren't you divorced right away? So, okay, one possibility was because ten is not kizchi. But Rashi's not going there. Rashi goes with the way of the riff. Rashi and Testament base, the stira, Rashi changes the mind, but those points out. Rashi and the Testament base goes with the mahalach of the riff. What do we mean by that? That even when you say zechei, and for the Rambam it was only 10 because it had to pay mamish, for the riff was even zechei. Remember the sheet of the riff. If I tell you zechei shtar shichur zel avdi, you're zocha right now that I can't change my mind, but the shichur is not chal until you deliver it. So Rashi, everyone else says you have to read the Rashi and Daf Tes, not in a vacuum, in the context of his unique sheet of the riff. Again, what's the unique sheet of the riff? That Zechiah and Shtar Shechur, and remember, we had a board at the time, I don't remember what sheer number it was, the difference is Beirim, that Zechiah of Shtar Shechur is half Chal, half not Chal. It's Chal that I can't change my mind anymore, but it's not Chal that it still has to be delivered. You know why Rashi wrote a funny thing there? Because this is not a normal shlichus and Daf Tes and Beis. This is already a zechiah. It's just a funny zechiah. What's a funny zechiah? The Eved is already zoken his freedom. I can't take it back. It was already chal. Just, and this way he's reading Rashi in the Rif, is a t'nai that the shtar has to be delivered. Ah, the Eved was already zoken his freedom through zochin. You're not really a shliach of halacha to give the shtar shechur. The Eved's already zochin. It's just the t'nai that it needs to be delivered. Ah, again, there's one way of reading the riff. We have two ways of reading the riff. You can chazer it. But what does the Eved Azal say? He says, and I think it's very nice, read this Rashi in context. The shtar was already chal through zochin. It's just the t'nai it needs to be delivered. Ah, if it's just the t'nai it needs to be delivered, then if the owner dies, who says that you can't still do the t'nai of delivering it? You don't need real shlichus to deliver it. Because the shechur is already chal. You just need to complete the last step of handing it over. Then, says the Ibn Azal, really, you don't need full shlichus to finish the delivery over. That's not you're giving it to him. And then, says Rashi, you know what? But that tonight can only be fulfilled as long as he's still your Ibn. Once he's not your Ibn anymore, then it's too late to fulfill that tonight. But he needs it as just exactly. The rules of the Tanai, you can read it other ways as well, but what does the Eved Azal say? You could say Lav Davka, but that's obviously Davka, says the Eved Ha'azel, he says, this Rashi is only for a case where there was already Zechiah, but you still need Agos Shtar Liyad Ha'eved. That's where Rashi says, since there was already Zechiah, you don't need a full Shlichos anymore. There was already Zechiah. The Bible can't change his mind. It's not a regular Shlichos. Regular Shlichos, the Bible can change his mind. It's obviously not regular Shlichos. It's Zechiah. But there's a special rule that the Shtar needs to reach the Eved. And that's where Rashi says, of course, the Mishalei applies, not the Vatal anything. There was already the chiyah. You don't need shlichos here. It's not talking about regular shlichos. It's a special time. I've got get liyad shliach, liyad eved. Therefore, Rashi says, of course, in every other case in which a land lies, it's bottle of like the more, like getting Zechiah, and now you don't need Shlichus anymore, all you need is the get to reach him, then you'd say, even if Shalayim dies, you don't need full Shlichus anymore, you just need the get to reach him. Then he says, the only reason it's too late is because he's not your Eben anymore, and therefore it's too late if the get reaches him, because by the time the get reaches him, he belongs to someone else. But that Rashi limited to the case where there was already Zechiah, and you don't need a full Shlichus anymore.
Wait, just connects back to the explaining a point of the Rambam, right?
And he thinks the Rambam was like Rashi, and he thinks this Gemara is a proof for the Rambam and the Rashi.
Fine, he didn't buy into this.
Yes, give me a second. You're right, give me a second. Anyway, Kitzer, the Evan Uzzel just has to say one thing, because Rashi, the previous Rashi, Daf Gimel and Aleph, says not like the Riff. And everyone points out, Rashi changed his mind whether he's like the Riff or not. The Evan Uzzel say, the Rashi Daf Tesame is like the Riff. This Rashi Gimel and Aleph was also like the Riff. And he just didn't change it when he changed his mind. Why didn't he change it when he changed his mind? Because it was still true, meaning what the difference is, Rashi, not that what he says is wrong, is that he doesn't say something more Russian. Okay, when Rashi changed his mind, I'm told him, like, he didn't bother to keep this Rashi, he left it the way he wrote it, and he held like the Riff. That's what the Evan Ozel has to say, that even though the Rashi before the Shin Gimel and Aleph not like the Riff, I don't know how to remember it that good, the Rashi, previous Rashi Gimel and Aleph changed his mind and went against the Riff. But this Rashi, he left the Riff formulation because, you know, it wasn't the end of the world. So these two Rashis are only at Lishitase in the Riff, where there was a written Zechiah and you don't need a real Shlichus anymore. Right? Let's say better. There was already Zechiah. Sorry. I hope this is better. Definitely different. Not a different shot. Just before. There was already Zechiah and you don't need Shlichus anymore. That's why Rashi had to give a heads for that the ownership was popped out. Because once you're ready up to Chia, you don't need Shlichus. But is it tonight that Nishar needs to reach his hands before he belongs to someone else?
Raya from Rashi is the basic. No. Does that make a logical argument?
The Sos is based on a logical argument extending drama. And it fits in everything else. Right. So would still say it's true for the Rambam. Okay, Lemaisa, what turns out there? It turns out that that these two.
The problem is how far can you push a
good. Pashat de Batel. Hashlichus. So here's where it gets a little tricky. You might say, so these two ways are not being at this Hakira, right? That's not being at this the Tzos and the Orsameach based on Rashi, and this is the Eben Ha'azel. The Ode Alpi Hagemara Chav Tesem Beis and Rashi and Daf Chav Chesem and Aleph. However, what some of the Achronim say, such as the Kovet Shiurim and the Stipler, etc., what does the Kovet Shiurim on Daf 38 say? He says, you know what? He thinks even the Rambam wouldn't say what the Ksos says he says. You could say, the two Shatran Rashi. If you don't like the Rambam, you love one Shatran Rashi. And if you don't like the Torah, you love another Shatran Rashi. Or, rather, if you have one Shatran Rashi, you don't like the Rambam, the other Shatran Rashi, you don't like the Torah, you have one Shatran Rashi, you learn Daf Kav Tes. If you're the Rambam, the other Shat, if you're the Torah. However, what makes it a little more complex is the Kovet Shiurim says, no, meis lo dami l'nishtata, v'chili b'nei pashut. And he says, even the kushas, k'sos, achos v'nishtata, lo meis eino venis, the extension of the k'sos, he doesn't like the extension. He thinks that it's pashut, but even if you're the k'sos aside, yesh v'lo l'chol talo. And the side of the same thing, Gilas Yaakov here, he thinks even the k'sos, not even the k'sos is motive, you know the k'sos is motive. Even if so, should be motive, then when even if you hold the shmir of independence, there's a limit to that independent status. That independent status will last as long as there's a mishaleach. The mishaleach doesn't have das hena. Once the mishaleach dies, that status cannot outlast the life of the mishaleach. So here, I'll just put, but, oh, the Kovet Shiurim. And the Kilas Yaakov, what do they say? That no, afilu lefi Rambam shani misa mi dos. No, if the Mishalech doesn't warn, the Shliach still has an independent status. But if the Shliach doesn't exist anymore, then everything expires. The status is not that independent. It's independent enough that you don't need the Mishalech back and you want to help him out. No, no, you can do it on your own. There still needs to be a Mishalech. If there is no Mishalech, everything he does is automatically paka. Okay, so this number two might not be enough for me. The Tzos says, how do you have the Shliach and he points out that the Tzos started by saying, well, the Rambam holds even if the Mishalech showed that the Shliach is independent. Ah, then shouldn't he be true if he died? Yeah, two places to prove he died. And so they're saying that you can't extend, you know, I wish the coach here had said more. He said, oh, and it's Pasha that makes us different from the Shafi. Okay, I wish you would explain more instead of saying it's Pasha. Sure. Okay. So that's what they would say. And I'll point out something fascinating. There's a Mara Padua who says, back to this aside, the first Shliach can cancel the second Shliach. That's all basically. So, of course, the first Shliach can be impossible. The second Shliach. The Ibn Azal says, no. The first Shliach can cancel the second Shliach. That is a rule of Asi Dibur Mevatel Dibur. That's because someone can cancel their own Dibur. It's not because really my Shliach. It's not my Shliach. But nonetheless, I can cancel his appointment because since my Dibur appointed him, my Dibur can cancel. Okay, that's a side point. Let's go on here at the bottom of the board. And let's see basically what the Achron do now, the Orsamath, and then everyone else, if they go to town and they say, if we have such Chakir of Shlichas, is the Shliach an independent, given the power to do it like the Bailam? Shluch on a Kamoso. If Kamoso means he has all the power I have, or Kamoso means what he does counts as if I did it, but I'm still behind it, I'm still the mastermind, would have many, many Nafkaminas. What are some of the Nafkaminas? One of the Nafkaminas is this is brought as a proof. Not as a nafkamina, but all the Achronim go to town on this. I should have given some Achronim. Is Tmura Daf Yud. What is saying Tmura Daf Yud? You know, there's a din that only a Yachid can do Tmura. Yet can do Tmura is a sort of funny lashon, right? Because it's not a good thing to do Tmura. You know, it's an Aveira. You get Malchus and right, so some sort of Knas that they're both Kadosh. Question is, does the Tmura count? If Shufin or Tzibur does Tmura, it doesn't count. It's just empty words. But Yishin does Tmura, that counts. Again, counts in a bad way. By Yehush, Mursa, Yekodesh, and he gets Malchus. So, the Gemara wants to know, the Gemara says that they want to know, is the Meskaper do Tmura or the Makdish do Tmura? Meaning, only the owner can do Tmura. Or, precisely who has the, I keep calling it a right. It's not a right. It's an ability to do something bad. Who has the ability to make the halos of Tmura? The one who it's coming to be mechaper for, or the one who was makdish it? Okay, so he says, well, hold on a second. What if, the Gemara says, if you say it's the makdish, then if you say it's the makdish, then if the Shufin or Tzibur appointed a Yachid to be Makdish for them, then now it's considered a Yachid who is Makdish, and he can do Tmura. Okay, basically let's say a Yachid who's a Shliach of a Shufin or Tzibur is considered a Yachid to do Tmura. Okay, so, says the Ursameach, that's good proof for whose side? That we consider him a Yachid who is Makdish, not a Tzibur who is Makdish. That's good for the Rambam or the Torah? Again, if two of us send Eitan to be Makdish, then it's considered a Yochid who is Makdish. Does that work better for the Rambam or the Torah? The Rambam, because that shows that it's not that we really did it. It's that he really did it. Right? And the Orsmet says, here's a great proof for the Rambam. How about Tmura Daf Yud? Says the Or Sameach, he says, now I have a good proof for the Rambam. He says, if you take the Gemara Kipshuto, which is that Shutfin, or Zero, is Shutfin, Shtolchu, Shliach, Yochid, lahakdish. This is considered a hakdoshas yachid. Ah, what does that show? That shows that it's the shliach who did it on his own. It's not that he was the yoder rech to the shaliach. So he says, this proves the Rambam side, the shliach considered to do something independently. We authorize him, but now he's the one who did it, not us. It's not that mishaliach who did it. It's the shliach who did it. And therefore, it's considered a yachid.
Hey, is he really just the shliach, or is he given possession temporarily of
shliach? The Gemara said shliach.
No, but,
what did the Achronim say? What did the Achronim say? Meaning, what I'm trying to say, it's the shliach did it, not the mishaliach. That's the Rambam side. So shliach, but not the mishaliach. Again, this is not, so it's not the exacting case of the Rambam. It's taking the principle and applying it to a totally different case. So is this a proof of the Rambam? Is there a way out? So if you just open up, you know, your Tumura Daf Yod and Bar Ilan and click all commentaries, you'll see many, many, many commentaries, some of whom you've heard of, some of whom you have not heard of, or if you look at the cycle that was in brackets, who say, you know what? Taka, this Gemara makes no sense. If Shutman sent a Yachid to be Makdish, it's really the Shutman that did it. Right? Really? No, the Mishaliach did it. Not the Shliach. Oh, so how do we interpret this Gemara? They say the Gemara is lopped off. It doesn't mean a Shliach. It really meant he did it on his own power. Why? Because this Yachid took his own animal and was Makdish it for the Kapar of the Shutman. If he was Makdish his own animal, what kind of Shliach was? I don't need to make your Shliach be Makdish your own animal. You weren't Makdish my animal. You were Makdish our animal. You were Makdish your own animal. You did it on your own. Shlichus is lopped off. It really means you just did it on your own. And that's what they say. What are some of the Achronim say? The Machne Ephraim. I forget where it is, but it's quoted in the Stipler that was in brackets that were sent out. And the Sfas Emes and the Grizz in Tamura, Shem, over there in Tamura, they both say, and as well as other Achronim we have heard of. Even so, older Achronim, they both say, Shliach Lav Davka, he really wasn't a Shliach. But they say, well, if he was a shliach, then it wouldn't be considered a yachid. It would be considered a rabbin. What do you mean? If three people send one person, that's a rabbin doing it. So, maybe it means they requested it to do it. But they didn't really make him a shliach because they're making him kept. It was his animal, not there. It wasn't the three people's animal. It was one person's animal. So what do you mean, a shliach? He did it on his own. We just didn't object. We were just happy about it. Okay, so that's the nafkamina. If you take the word shliach literally, this proves it's the shliach who considered the violin, not the mishaliach, because it's considered a yachid. Okay, so that's good for the Rambam. But many Achronim, who I guess assume like the Torah, they don't bring the Rambam to Torah. Just many Achronim say, how can it be if three people send one person, it's the three people who did it? It must be the shliach of Avdavka. So really, they're not an nafkamina ladina. It's an nafkamina where they read. Would be enough to be Ladino. What if I really, three people really sent one guy as a shliach? Then, according to the Or Soneach, if three people actually sent one guy as a shliach, he would be considered a yachid, and he could make a Torah. But according to the other Achronim, again, maybe every Achronim didn't say anything, but the Or Soneach, then if three people really sent one guy as real shlichus, then that would be considered to be three people. But real shlichus would be different, right? But real shlichus would be considered Robin. Would be considered Hakdasha the Robin. Okay, another nafkamina that he brings up, the Or Soneach brings up, the famous machlokas. Everyone knows. I mean, it's very complicated exactly why this is. We're not getting into it. We discussed this 3 years ago. I think, if I recall correctly, that the Baal has to own the get. The Baal has to own the get. It has to be his paper. Right? We're very machmir. We're so machmir. We definitely discussed 3 years ago. Now it's coming back to me. That what are we machmir? Remember how machmir we are? Who was here 3 years ago? Not only when someone goes to Beis Din nowadays, divorce. Not only does the sofer, the Beis Din, the agent of Beis Din, say to the Baal, here, I'm being machmir you the paper. That's not paper. It's okay, whatever.
I'm being machnev the ink. What else is he machnev the husband? Even? Who remembers?
The pen, the notes out.
Even machnev the quill. Okay, we're very, very machber. Okay, it could be the quill is more lekomer, not paper. But it seems pretty clear in the Gemara, the Baal has to own the get. The niyar, the Gemara talks about the niyar, the Baal has to own the get. Fascinating question. If I say to you, kiss me, to get la ishti, and you own the paper, is that good enough? If the shliach owns the paper, is that good enough? Obviously now, the fact that what we do nowadays is it proves nothing, because we're machber every possibility. We don't paskin when we have given best nowadays. We're machber for everything you possibly machber for. Look at people from the age decision not to get any shaykhs. But Medina, I tell you, kiss to you get lishti. Can you use your own paper, or do you have to use my paper? Does the near hashliach count or not? So what would you think? Exactly. What about get al niyar shel shliach? So according to the Rambam, you should say that. Again, Rambam doesn't say. What should you say? You should say that it works, right? that it's kosher. Why? Because the shliach is the bailiff. And therefore, he's using his own paper. But according to the Torah, then you should say that it doesn't work, right? According to the Torah, you say it does work. Why? He's not doing the arrangement. He's giving it. But I'm still the Baal Dover. I'm still the one divorced and doing this gamer shit. So it has to be my paper. You could be my ex-mess. Brahma. If I tell you to give it, you give it. If I gave this is not Brahma. This is going to use that. It's not my sister, even though I did it indirectly. I'm going to divorce. It has to be my paper. But according to the Rambam, no, my maker should have you're the one divorcing. It could be your paper. And that is a famous machlokas, as he brings down between the Yad Rama and the Pri Chodesh. The Yad Rama is actually more complicated. If you look at the Yad Rama, he argues fundamentally, but then technically he has ways around this, so he's actually more makel than it seems. But this is the shot of the Rama quoted in the Torah. The Rama says the husband has to own the paper, even though in the end he says, you know what? If the sofer owns the paper, he could give it to the husband virtually, talk today, and he still works it out. And the Chodesh says the Pri Chodesh, the shliach paper is as good as the Bible's paper. So the shliach is like the Bible. The Rama says, no, it's supposed to be the Baal's paper. You can do actions, but the Baal is still the guy. So then the Archimedes says, this could depend. And then he says another Machlokas where he doesn't bring out the name.
What about the if the Niyar is Bivalut of both of them? Meshutaf?
That's a good question. Lachor would be the same thing. Since it's partially not the husband, but I think it'd be the same thing. What about Kenyan Agav Al Yidei Karka Shel Hashliach? Meaning, what does Kenyan Agav mean? How does Kenyan Agav? I sell you or give you land, and once we do a valid kinyan, right? Kesef Shtar, Chazaka, Kalipin, to sell you that land, I got the land, I can also transfer Metalklin, even though I don't have a kinyan that you put for Metalklin. Right? So, for example, Kesef is not called a Metalklin. You give me a dollar, sorry, you give me a shekel, Zionist. You give me a shekel. If you give me if I want to sell you a herd of cows, and you give me a shekel, doesn't work. So what should I do if I'm clever? The Gemara brings this all over the place. Say, for the shekel, I'm selling you a kol shehu of my land and my farm. I'm selling you a square millimeter of land and my farm. And I got land, I'm selling you a herd of cows, and then it works. The question is, if I make a shliach to sell my herd of cows, so the shliach goes, and he says, I want to sell you Bednarsh's herd of cows. Give me a shekel, and I'll give you a square millimeter of my backyard, and Agav, my backyard, I'll sell you Ben Arch's herd of cows. So does that Agav work? Can the shliach use his own karka for Agav of my metalkalim? So that's a machlokas achronim, says the Rosh Hashanah, should depend on this chakira. If the shliach is the Baal Dabar, if he's the man, he's the one doing it, then it should work. If you think the Rambam's approach should work, the shliach is independent. When I tell the shliach to sell the cows, the shliach selling the cows on his own. So he can sell the cows with his agav, his land. But if we say the shliach is not independent, the shliach is merely a yadar rifta. He's merely doing a maisa on my behalf. But I'm the one selling. The
If I'm the one selling, then the agav has to be agav my karka. How does it help me? Agav his karka. It can't be agav a stranger's karka. It has to be agav my karka. So suggest that this could also be another nafgamina. All these nafgaminas are not my clever ideas. These are all in the orsamina.
All of a sudden, you're switching that
Okay. Can I ask you to hold that thought? Okay, hold that thought. Let me just finish going over this. Or Sam, the Orsamah says maybe this is also a machlok samurai. What? Where's the machlok samurai in the secondary kedushin shliach not the aid? Can the shliach be an aid for what he did? So he says, well, according to the Rambam, it makes sense. The shliach would not be nasa aid. He's a baldover. How can the baldover be an aid? But according to the Torah, it makes sense. The shliach could be an aid. He's not the baldover. He's just the prosthetic limb of the baldover. He's not the baldover. So what does he want to say? He wanted to say maybe shliach nasa aid. According to the Rambam, the shliach equals the baldover, and therefore no nasa aid. That is, I forget who it is, maybe Rav Shela in the Gemara. What? Yeah. But we pass the white rod, right? That if you say no, the shliach is not the baldover. He participated, he helped out, and therefore the shliach is nasa aid. So you want to say maybe it's a machlokes amoraim. This would be Rav, and this would be Rav Shela. Maybe it's a machlokes amoraim. Of course, this nafkamina is very nicha for the Torah. It's machlokes amoraim because we have a hasa like Rav. There's no ambiguity. Shliach nasa aid. So the Torah's right.
That's a machlokes Rav and Rav Shela. We pass like Rav and Rav.
The Rambam side didn't defend themselves. So here, we'll be able to point out that it could be the shliach nasa aid, even according to the Rambam. You could say it could be dochak. The Rambam has to be dochak because we don't pass like Rav Shela in kedushin, right? What daf was this in kedushin? Who remembers? Mem gimel amud aleph.
Yeah,
that's right.
So,
yes, everyone pass like Rav. So what are you going to have to say? Or you're going to have to say, no, look, even though the shliach baldover is not saying why, then there are two ways to say it. The Tzeitlich says, to defend the Rambam, he said, you know what? A baldover is not possible Edus. Only a gay of a dover is possible Edus. And even though he's the baldover, he's not really a dover because he doesn't gain, he doesn't profit. So says the Tzeitlich, or Lamrot Shehu Valdavar Kosher Le'edos. Either there are two ways to answer this for the Rambam. Mipnei She'eino No Geya Badavar. That's what the Slifler says. Or you could have another way, which is that yeah, the Shliach is the Baldavar. The Shliach is the Baldavar, and once he's a Shliach. But maybe when he finishes being a shliach and stops being a baldover, right? Maybe he was baldover, but he's no longer a baldover. Because maybe when the shliach ends, he's not considered baldover anymore. And if you'll say if he lost of absol the sofer b'kachus, someone in the sefer must say, no, or they don't get into that detail, so they don't say my part.
No, this one, I mean, they have. I counted 9 nafkamim.
Okay, they have the stipler.
No.
Okay. I would say a different part, which is that maybe he stops being a baldover when he stops being a shliach. After all, he can divest himself of that identity when he stops being a shliach. And even though we know someone who starts Edus Bapastos and ends Bekashros is Pasul, so how does it help? When you see it Bapastos and then become Kosher, it's too late. But there's a famous Vart of the Rush in, the famous Vart of the Ravid, put in the Rush in Makos. Who knows how to finish? There's only one famous word of the Rambam put in the Russian Magos. And we learn this when we learn Sanhedrin. Who is here from Sanhedrin? Pesach. So you obviously remember this. How would we forget? This is the most famous Russian Magos. I'm pretty sure it's the most famous Russian Magos. Who says that there's a difference between someone who's Pasul Edus and someone who's Mufka from Edus. Someone who's Pasul Edus
Then he starts out puzzle, he stays puzzle, he ends puzzle, he stays puzzle, he joins a cat with two other people, and he's the whole puzzle. But Baal Davar is not puzzle because he's Mufkar, because he's not even in the realm of Bikus. And therefore, he doesn't have a soul, meaning it's ironic. The worse you are, the better you are. A Baal Davar is so much not an aim that he doesn't even have a soul, and therefore, even though he used to be puzzle, he does. That doesn't infect him and make him puzzle. He was later, because he wasn't an apostle, which spreads the psalm, he was a non-eat. And the non-eat doesn't spread. Okay, anyway, the nation in the game, but it wasn't a slight. I don't know which apostle it says, what I just said now, but I'm sure if you had a better receptor, they would quote someone. The Shiuri Rav Soma, at least like this.
Right.
Okay, so let's just switch to the Shiuri Rav Soma in the next edition of the receptor. Okay, so prize and just out there. Whatever, they can't get into everything. You know, it's a small book. Mipnei she achar siyum hashlichos var eino baal davar. And you have to end up, there's no kilos of the past loss. This is based on, it's really, this is a Gemara Bava Basra, right? If they steal the Sefer Torah of the town, I can't be made against the thief because I'm a partial owner. But if I renounce my share in the Sefer Torah, I can be made. And everybody asks, oh, but I started out with apostles because I was a Baal Davar. So there are two answers. And one of the answers is, starting out as a Baal Davar is not a problem. Starting out as a Torah or apostle is a problem. Soul spreads in time and space. But starting out as a Baal Davar is not a problem. That's the main mucker for this. But a master not like a gimbal or something. Okay, I'm showing the Rebbe Gash, but not for now. That's totally not our topic. Let's just continue in the Orsamath. He says another passing of books, the famous Machlokes, Ran and Rush. Chaim, I'm going to need your help.
Okay.
About the famous Machlokes, Ran and Rush, about Shmiyas Neder. The Gemara says that the Gemara had a whole Dion in Nedarim. First of all, the Machlokes Tanoim, whether I can make a Shliach to do a Farsa Nedarim for my wife's Nedarim. Okay, but it sounds like fundamentally it's something that you could discuss. You can have such thing as a forest of Dharma, at least according to some other. Nora says, but why? If you hold, you can't be made for a neder unless you hear, then how can I make a shliach to be made for my wife's Dharma? I didn't hear them. Case was, I say, I'm going on a business trip, you be my shliach made for my wife's Dharma while I'm away. But I didn't hear them. So, you showed him as the obvious kasha. What's the problem? Just make him a shliach to hear the Dharma? To be made for the Dharma. Right. Yours is and you try to make sure for a darn. Can be so why can't I make your slave to hear and to be made for? Not so crazy. So the Ron gives a technical answer, not important for now. He says hear and to be made for are two separate things. I can't make your slave to hear the darn. But since I don't have the right to be made for until I hear them, I can't make your slave be made for until I hear them. The Rush says, basically the Ron says you can make a shliach for Shmias Nadar. The Rush says, I can't make shliach for Shmias Nadar because it's a meditative mamela. Not doing anything. So I can't make your shliach for Shmias Nadar because not doing anything. So says your Sameach, maybe this depends on our Chakira. If you go back to the Rambam, then side of the Rambam and Shlichus, and then side of the Torah and Shlichus. And we continue. What are we up to? Number seven. Seven is Shmias Nidarim. Obviously, in preparation for Afar. Otherwise, you can't hear Nidarim. So you want to say, the Rush says, fundamentally, you can't. And the Ran says, fundamentally, you can. What does he want to say? The Ran makes sense. Shayev Bo Shlichus. The Ran makes sense. Yeah, why can't I make a Shlichus? You're not I'm making him. What do you need? You need the Bible, you need the Mayfair to hear. Okay, once I put him in charge, now he's in charge. If he hears the Nadarim, it's as good as if I hear the Nadarim. What does the Rush say? The Rush says, Lo Shayach Bo Shlichus, De Eino Maisa, Ella Midi Dine Meila. You can't send a Shliach to do something it's not doing, to just be something. I can't send a shliach just to be something. I can only send a shliach to do something. That makes sense. Go to the door. On the Mayfair. I'm the man. Even if I send your shliach, I'm the one in charge of Afara. I have to hear it. I can't send you to hear. I can only send you to do something for me. Your maisa counts by maisa. Your being there and hearing can't count as my hearing. Right? Why? Because it's only a maisa. Right? Shlichus is only for maisa. What is he saying? Shlichus is only for a maisa. That makes a sense for the Torah. He's sending you a maisa for me. According to the Rambam, no, I can put you in charge of the whole thing. If I put you in charge of the whole thing, then if you hear, it's like I heard because the person in charge heard. Now you're the Bailam. If you're the Bailam heard. Then it should work even for something that's not a Maisa. And the last thing he mentions is the Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban. What about Sivas Shtar Kiddushin Midas Shliach Aisha? What if a woman sends a Shliach to a couple of Kiddushin for him, for her, and the Shliach says, okay, I authorize writing a Shtar. Does that count, or does the woman herself have to authorize writing the shtar? That's Machlokas Rambam Ramban, and he wants to suggest that also depends on this. Can the shliach authorize writing the shtar? Can he be the das hamaschayev? Can the shliach be the das hamaschayev? So he says for the Rambam, it works. Because of course for the Rambam, the shliach, he's now the Rambam. Of course he can get das hamaschayev authorize writing the shtar. The Ramban says it doesn't work. Well, either I'm bonds like the Torah. I can send the shliach to the mice of Kabbalah's Kiddushin. But I, by being a woman, right? I can send the shliach to the mice of Kabbalah's Kiddushin, but I'm still the Mishayim. I'm still the Das Mishayim. I can authorize writing the Shtar. For the Rambam, once I send you to Kabbalah's Kiddushin, you're the Miskadeshis. You're in charge of this Kiddushin. So you can have Das Mishayim to authorize writing the Shtar. Ad Kan, the Or Sameach's list of nafgaminas of this hakira. Obviously, by the time you travel throughout the achronim, you can add kahina v'kahina. You know, you can easily, you know, I mean, really, the sky's the limit here. Let me just point out some of the other things that were pointed out. For example, the stipler here has a very nice, you had nine? Who did you have nine in? Who said nine?
I did.
Okay, what am I missing? That doesn't matter. The stipler brings a very nice machlokas Rashi in the Ritva in Kiddushin Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. There's a Din Eved Kanani. What's the Din Eved Kanani? The Din Eved Kanani is that if someone else gives money on my behalf to a woman, that can be Kiddushin. So the machlokas is, who are we talking about? Are we talking about a Shliach Kiddushin or a stranger? Says Rashi, you mean a special chiddush that the shliach can give his own money. That's din eved kanani. Says the Ritva, a chiddush the shliach can give his own money. It's pashut the shliach can give his own money. Because shluchos adin also. The chiddush is that a stranger can give money. So what are they arguing? It's a theoretical machlokas. Is it pashut that the shliach can give his own money, or is it a special chiddush of eved kanani? L'chor says the stipler, I think, not that he needs my approval. But I think correctly, it makes a lot of sense. He says this should depend on the same criteria. Basically, this is the same Bart as this is very similar to the Agav Nafkamina. Right? What about Kiddushin Bekesef Shel Hashliach? Kiddushin using not the Chassan's money, the Shliach's money. So, says the Ritva, Pashut it works. That works well. The husband's shliach. Right? He says, Bekesa shel shliach ish, the husband shliach. Pashut. Obviously it works. Why not? He's the guy. Yeah, you know what? Someone just put his own paper, right? Someone his own paper. He can use his own paper. It's the man. He can use his own stuff. Says Rashi. No. This would not work well for the Ketosis. What's Rashi on the Rambam side? Says Rashi. No. That you need, of course you can ask Maskani. You need a special din to make it work. And that's called Din Eved Kanani. So, now, of course, you could say, but after you have Din Eved Kanani, But says the Stankly says no. What's machlok? Because here again, it's machlok and happening. So you could say it's not really machlok. Maybe that's something we have to mention. You say Griffin thinks it's poshut. See, Arzun Rashi says you can't say that. That's too poshut. Rashi says it's not poshut. Again, machlok is the same poshut or not in the subtle machlok. But maybe that thing Rashi will like the Torah. He says, no, the chassid's really getting married. The chassid's really doing the kiddushin. This guy is just his prosthetic limb to hand over the money. But it has to be the chassid's money. Unless you're a special thing called Ebekhnani. The Ritva says, no, the shliach's really doing the kiddushin. Of course you can use his own money, but that's the only special bin. The special bin is you can use a stranger's money. I mean, a stranger can give money, even if they're not a shliach. The other interesting nafkamina, he brings a few nafkaminas, some of them are more machr, I think, than others. Another fascinating case is, can you give a moda'ah after you appoint a shliach? I said, what does moda'ah mean? A moda'ah means I sit in front of two edim, and I tell them, you should know, I don't really want to do this. I don't really want to do this. And they write your star that says you testify you don't really want to do it. After I send a shliach, can I write a moda'ah? It's a Torah Gittin. He quotes, the disciple quotes Torah Gittin, who has a tremendous chiddush, who says that after I appoint a shliach to bring a get to my wife, I can't make a moda'ah. I can't withdraw my das. I can cancel the shlichus. That was the whole fourth paragraph of that. Can I? Can't I? You grow up, I can. Put it up in the Eved, etc. But I can't give him Odah. That's a tremendous chiddush. I can't give him Odah. But what does the stipler say? For these are all in the stipler. He is more, but I'm just writing the most bashful ones. How about Mesiras Modah Achar Minoi Shliach Leholacha?
I understand. What did that, what does that mean?
I send you to give my wife a get. I give this get to my wife. And then I go to these two Adim.
Yeah.
These two Adim and I say, you should know I don't really want to divorce my wife. And it's batul mufatul.
Why isn't the same thing as canceling?
What?
Why isn't that the same thing as canceling? Is it the word you're using? You're giving it another terminology? We read this, we didn't understand it.
So the assumption the Torah is getting is that the difference is that I can. This might have to do with the machlokas, how to interpret or not from sheshet of lamed base. I can cancel a shliach. There's a rule called asi tiber mevatel tiber. I appoint a shliach with tiber. I can cancel that shliach, but it's too late for me to cancel the get. I cancel the shliach. I can't cancel the get. Okay, that has to do with kozer megarish vote. What? So, l'chora, this only works if you hold these also things a bit like that. Remember that machlokes you're showing? So, says the Torah's getting a big chiddush. Torah's getting efsher. That only works according to the Rambam. Why can I give moda? Why can I say withdraw my das? The answer is, once I'm putting you in charge, I can't withdraw my das. If I cancel your shlichus, then I can undo the shlichus. But as long as you're still a shliach, even if I take my das out, you know what? And what if I became a shota? I also took my das out. And it doesn't stop you, according to the Rambam. Midoraisa. So likewise, I explicitly withdrew my das. It would not help. And here, you let me say better. You might say, like the Taurus kitten, still a big hitch, that eat F sharp. Pashut, that F sharp limsar modai. If you're the Torah, then obviously, what do you mean? I said you do a nice messina for me. I'm still the mask. I'm still the das here. I can throw my das. But maybe, if you take the Rambam, what do you mean? If I became a shota, I don't have das, and you can still do your job. So likewise, if I say I change my mind and don't have das, you can still do your job. It's a big finish, but maybe. And the last thing I want to quote from the stipler is the fascinating machlokas tosus and tosus rid. I hope I remember who said what in Kedushin Daf Yud. Okay, I don't remember who said what. The Gemara there has me baya. If I want to be Mekadesh two women with one pruta. Oh, I do remember. If I want to be Mekadesh two women with one pruta. When we learn Kedushin, we discuss this, right? At the time, I'm sure we brought up some of these. I wouldn't be surprised if we brought up the time, but I don't remember.
It's a long time since you've learned Kiddushin. If I say I'm a shliach, whatever, say I want to be Kaddish these two women for two men with one pruta. Does that work or not? So what's the case? Toso says it can't be a case of a shliach. Because if a case of a shliach, it's really a half pruta for each woman. It must be a case of an av who has two daughters. Then the av of the maldavar, and then you can have a suffix. Can a guy be Mekadosh two daughters with one pruta? But if the two women made you a shliach, you know, Balin Sprinza made you a shliach, then you're not being Mekadosh both of them with one pruta. You do two separate masim, half a pruta for this, half a pruta for that. Basically, what Tos says, the Av is the Baldover in the Kedushin of his daughters. But a shliach is not the Baldover in the Kedushin of the Mishaleach. And Tos read hard with it and says, what do you mean? The shliach is doing the Maisa here. Basically, what are we saying here? What we're saying here is it possible, can a shliach, only according to one side, be mekadesh to women for one pruta? Le sad echad shel ha'ibaya, according to one side of the ibaya, says Tosfos, impossible. Impossible. Only Av is Baldovar on his own. The Av is Baldovar on his own. If he takes one pruta, then that's considered one guy taking one pruta. But if a shliach takes one pruta, it's considered as if two separate women took half a pruta each. Meaning, the Av is the Baldovar. When he takes a pruta, it's a pruta. The shliach is not the baldover; he's just the yada arichta. When he takes a pruta, he's taking half it for each woman. Well, the Tosfos says right there, Kedushin Daf Yud. Kedushin Daf Yud. Tosfos says no. Shliach is baldover, like the av. Okay, I realize I did the way we're going to the board is not explaining very well. This is what's going on. Tosfos says. The father, there's a habamina, there's a tzad, 50% odds, that he can be Kaddish two of his daughters with one pruta. So he's doing a maisa with one pruta. A shliach, he takes one pruta for two women. He's really taking half a pruta for each because he's just acting on behalf of each of them separately. The Tosfos says, no, the shliach, he's acting on both of them for himself. Basically, Tosfos says, see the shliach for himself, he got a pruta. The Tosfos says, no, see the shliach as just the hand of the two women. So he's got half a pruta. It's only the father of these himself that got a pruta. So that's also, he suggested enough. You know, what I wanted to say also is that maybe you could say, there's a famous Gemara in Bava Metzia Tzadivava Min Aleph, which has an Ibaya. Amar l'shluchot sevi sharlin parasi. A guy says, and we didn't even get to, we're not, the Lek Atov brings down, he says the Chakira a little differently. It brings out the many, many nafkaminas, Amar's angle. We didn't even get to that. But there's a famous Gemara in Bava Metzia Tzadivava Min Aleph, which says, a guy says to a shliach, go work for this guy. Go work for this guy who I am lending my cow to. Right? By Levimo. Can you have a shliach for by Levimo? Can you have a shliach for by Levimo? I'm not working for you, but my shliach is. And interestingly, the Gemara has an Ibaya, and they say, you know what? That's a machlokas tanoim. Machlokas of Yoshe and Rabiona's son. Why? About a farce nadarim. Not a shliach. That's the round of the rush. Can I send a shliach to be made for Nedarim for my wife? Can I send a shliach to be made for Nedarim? Let's forget the shmi. Let's say I hurt myself. And for some strange reason, I sent a shliach to be made for. Does that work? So here we said, Ha'omer la'patropos, etc. Talmud lomer, Ishai commanded, Ishai commanded, Yosef says it has to be the husband, not a shliach. Yosef said, Omer, it's even called my shliach. Yosef said, no, shliach, not a kibbutz. So even a shliach can be made for. Okay, now, here what the Gemara say, there's two joint, there's a joint machlokas. If you hold a shliach works for a first nedarim, then a shliach works for, if you hold a shliach works for a first nedarim, the shliach works for bailavimo, build a shliach. Doesn't work for a first nedarim, a shliach doesn't work for bailavimo. Okay, so already toasted, everyone asks, what do you mean? Matzinu chamacham. Everyone knows matzinu chamacham shluchas on a kamosa. Like, why is it machlokas nedarim whether your shluchas on a kamosa? And if you say, no, they have a local machlokas about the drushes of the psukim right here, then why would they be arguing about both Bible of Emo and Hafar's Nadar? You should just say they argue whether the drushes of the psukim and Hafar's Nadar. So Tov says it must be they have an exegetical machlokas. Certain words, do they override Sukkah Shabbat Kavosa or not? He has 2 days. Either it says Ishayt when it's Shayfer twice by a first darm. It says Bailo Imo, Bailo Imo, and Bailo Imo twice by Bailo Imo. When it says three twice, does that override Sukkah Shabbat Kavosa or not? Or Bailos and Ishos are words that sound like you have more personal stake. And therefore, they argue whether a word that sounds like you have a personal stake overrides Shluch Hashanah Kamosa or not. Okay, so what I basically see, Rav Yonah and Rav Yoshia argue, now you could say they're just arguing about the exegetical rules of drushas. You know, there's the 14th Midrash and Horeh Dreshvim. They argue about, you know, what about double Lashon or Lashon of Bites? Could be. Or it could be, no, maybe they argue about the extent of Shluch Hashanah Kamosa. Is Shluch Hashanah Kamosa so strong that it even works when you need Bailus and when you need Isha is also Lashon of Bites, right? Hashem Ishmo Chava means Baal Lochos, right? How strong is Shluch Hashanah Kamosa? Maybe that's what Yonah said. Rav Yonah says, we find Shluch Hashanah Kamosa. What does Rav Yonah think? He also thinks that Shlichos works. Why every Shluch Hashanah Kamosa? It's not quite as strong. Maybe you could say that this is the machlokes between maybe Ad Kan from the Kilas Yaakov. Okay. I don't have so much of my own condition here just because that should be rabbit. But maybe you could say, maybe it's machlokes tanoim, humlai machlokes tanoim, in bab metzia, daf tzani vavam and aleph. Maybe you could say it's a machlokes tanoim. What does Rabbi Yonasan say? I hope I'm not mixing them up. And Rabbi Yonasan says, Rabbi Yonasan, no. Shlucho shel adam kemoso mamish. I think it's important for the Brit that I'll mention. Didn't get to it now. Shlucho kemoso mamish, and therefore he is called even Bailam. Right? You assume Ish, also Lashon of Bailus. He's even called Bailam. While Rabbi Yoshia says, no, not kemoso mamish. And therefore, where you need no chechot of Bailam, then it doesn't work. He says, yeah, shlichos works for doing a maisa, but if you need the Bailam to be there, again, Bailam equals me, shayim would be better without being there, but if you need the lashon of Bailus, then he's not good enough. While the Rabbi Yoshia says, he needs the lashon of Bailus, he becomes the Bailam of the first Adarim, he becomes the Bailam over this cow. Maybe that is good enough. So maybe this is a machlokes. Tonight, Rabbi Yonah from Yosher. Rabbi Yonah says, "Come up with something." Kemoso mamish. He has all the power that I have. Rabbi Yonah says, "No, he has not the power that I have. He can do things, but the Torah says you need the guy himself. He's not the guy himself. It's possible that you can turn the folks of Yonah from Yosher this way. Why would I want to? We'll see in a moment. But that moment will have to be on Thursday because our time is up." So we didn't get to everywhere. Basically, we got halfway through Daf 38 until Ha'im Yitach and Sheish Neidina Mishlichos and Ha'im Yitach and Acher. So I'll have to finish up this discussion on Thursday and work through some of the Shaklu Tari and some of the issues that come up on Daf Ayin of the base. So to be continued, Be'ezrat Hashem. What? I guess so. Let's example is like that. This one is right. This one is for as well as many others, which I will see if we're going to say them all over. But you're right. That is in the Lekato. Good point. Right. The Lekato has. The Lekato has 11 Napkaminas. Yes. The Lekato has 11 Napkaminas. And. What this is one of them, and this is one of them. So there's three of them were already on the board, and then they have 7 more documents. Correct. How many was that?
15.
15. Okay.
We gotta be amazed.
Oh yeah. Okay. So then I'll just take a ride. Okay.
I mean, I can drop off to 15 right near me, and they just 15 every 10 minutes of the book.
You know, he's okay. She's not used to taking bus this far, so I think I'm going to try to make it easier. Thank you.
Okay.
I mean, this is the first nap. I mean, but they did not say die in that, that part. It is here. That's the first part.
Okay.
We read most everything, but you.